Nearly 3 million pilgrims on Monday were heading for Mount Arafat, just outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, on which is the second day of Hajj, the pilgrimage undertaken by many Muslims. The pilgrims have left Mecca after completing the first ritual of the Hajj, circling the sacred Kaaba stone structure 7 times inside the Grand Mosque, which Muslims all over the world face during their 5 daily prayers. The heavy cloth covering the Kaaba is made of fine silk and engraved with Quran verses embroidered in gold-plated threads. Then on Monday, millions of pilgrims dressed in white robes got into vehicles and headed to Mount Arafat to pray. The mount is a small hill about 12 miles, that's 15 kilometers east of Mecca, where Islam's Prophet Muhammad is said to have given his last sermon 14 centuries ago. Muslims believe that the last passage of the holy book, the Quran, was revealed to Muhammad during this sermon. At Arafat, pilgrims offer prayers in a ritual that's interpreted as a foretaste of the Day of Judgment, when Islam says every person will stand before God and answer for his deeds. Following the prayers, the pilgrims travel to nearby Muzdalifah to pray and collect rocks to throw at the Pillar of Mina, symbolizing the devil. After the symbolic stoning, the pilgrims slaughter a camel, sheep or cow to mark the beginning of Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of the Sacrifice. The feast commemorates God's gift of a ram to substitute for Abraham's impending sacrifice of his son, and is considered the most important holiday in the Islamic calendar. The pilgrims remain in Mina for 2 days to perform the second and third symbolic stoning of the devil, and then perform a farewell, circling the Kaaba before leaving Mecca. The Hajj, packed with symbolism and ritual, is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. Every able-bodied Muslim who can financially afford to must perform it at least once in his or her lifetime. The 4-day Islamic pilgrimage draws around 2.5 million worshippers each year, and the large numbers present authorities with a challenge of preventing stampedes, fires in pilgrim encampments, and the spread of disease. Nearly 3 million pilgrims had already arrived before the weekend, and the Saudi officials say they expect a nearly 20% increase in the numbers this year compared to last.